cold nights and pleasant days. That will be the theme of the remainder of this April week. Finally, we're seeing some very pleasant springtime weather across the area. The weather pattern is slowing itself down. The jet stream is becoming a little bit more amplified, and reminder that the jet stream is a river of air that flows thousands of feet aloft. That river of air basically acts as our thermometer, as it were, controlling the flow of cold and warm air and also the storm pattern right across the world. So in this case, the jet is highly amplified, meaning there's a lot of north and south movement. And when we see the jet oriented in that fashion, we see everything basically put the brakes on weather-wise. So we're going to end up being stuck in a place that's pretty pleasant here as we go through the next several days. So we'll see mainly clear weather, dry weather, and a slight trend upward on the thermometer as we go through the rest of the week. And it could turn pretty mild around here as we work into the weekend. Now, it was a cold start across the area. We had readings that were below the freezing mark first thing this morning, but we have rebounded quite nicely this afternoon. We're just a touch below what is typical for this time of year, but it's been nice and bright. A couple of clouds have mixed in from time to time. Moving into tonight, high pressure will settle in from the west, and at the same time, a little weak disturbance will fly through aloft that will bring us some clouds, but very likely no rain or snow. It'll be a cold night as temperatures fall back into the 20s and 30s. Some teens are likely in the higher elevations across the north, so another region-wide freeze tonight, and I will mention again today, just like yesterday, freeze watches are posted for areas well to the south through the mid and lower Hudson Valley into interior Connecticut. In those areas, the growing season has officially started, so that's why we're seeing those headlines for potential freeze conditions, but all of us are under that threat for a freeze tonight. So once again, if you have plants that are sensitive to the cold, bring them inside or cover them up with an old bed sheet. High pressure builds in through the day tomorrow. We're looking for bright, seasonable weather with highs in the 40s and 50s, and the nice weather goes on into Friday. It turns even warmer as we work into the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 46 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and seasonable, high 46 to 54. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the middle to upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and warmer, with a high of 60 to 65. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.